Well, we're excited to have you guys here. It's always good to get together and fellowship with guys that we know and guys that we don't know, you know, that we get to know. And we get to spend all eternity with each other, you know, hopefully, if you know the Lord Jesus, right? If you don't, there's opportunities this morning to know Him, you know, and entrust your life into His hands, you know. He would love to see you come to His place, right? Eventually, so. So we got a pretty full day, you know. I mean, Pastor Bill was going to, you know, meet us here today, and of course he fell here about a week ago and hurt his knee, and doctors told him to stay put for a couple of weeks, so he needs to take care of himself, and maybe next year, who knows, right? We'll see. We'll prod him again and see if we can get him down here and see if we can be blessed just to have him, right? So much wisdom there, right? So, but we look forward to, you know, God doesn't stop because of a man either, right? He keeps moving, and he's still moving. He's going to do it with us or without us, and we get the privilege of being able to be with him and being part of his plan. So it's a good thing. So I want to just pray, and then we're going to Keith is going to come and lead us into worship. All right, Father, we just thank you, Lord, for your goodness, Lord. We know that everything, Lord, is in your vision, in your hands, Lord. We know that you allow things and things to come and things to pass, Lord. And you give and you take away, and you certainly have your way, Lord. And we ask you that today, that you would just have your way with us, Lord, with our hearts, Lord. We need to draw closer to you. We need to put our trust more in you, Lord. And we look forward to the day, Lord, of fellowship, but we look forward to the day because you're here, Lord. You're here within us. Your presence is evident, Lord, within the fellowship of the guys here. We just ask for you, Lord, just to fill us anew with your Spirit, Lord. Help us, Lord, to comprehend, to understand, to listen, Lord, not necessarily to those that speak, Lord, but to your voice, Lord. And, you know, just have your way with us, Lord. We know that you have something special for us today, Lord. There's been so many little things, Lord, that have tested our patience and have tried us lately, and we know that you are totally in control, Lord. We trust you, Lord, and we look forward to what you're about to do, Lord. We thank you, we praise you, we give you all the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
I'm so happy to see you all here. I'm happy every year. This is one of the most joyful days of the year, every year, but especially this year, because you may have some idea, but you don't know how close we came to this not happening, to this day not happening, because of everything that was going wrong. But I think the Lord was like, no, you're not canceling. Right? As the song goes, you know, God made a way where there seemed to be no way. And it actually kind of reminds me of our theme verse from 1 Timothy 6:20, guard what was committed to your trust. The Lord committed this gathering to our trust. And so it is our job to guard it. And praise the Lord, we're having it, you're here, and we might not have all the conveniences that, you know, we expect, but we're here, and more importantly, He's here. And I'm sure we'll hear exhortations today about, you know, what we guard and how we do that. But before we hear about us guarding anything, I think we should start with the amazing truth that the Lord guards us. All right, so let's start with a little devotional in John chapter 6. You can turn in your Bibles, if you have them, to John chapter 6, verse 35. John 6, 35. And Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hunger, and he who believes in me shall never thirst. But I said to you that you have seen me and yet do not believe. All that the Father gives me will come to me, and the one who comes to me I will by no means cast out. For I have come down from heaven, not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. This is the will of the Father who sent me, that of all he has given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it up at the last day. And this is the will of him who sent me, that everyone who sees the Son and believes in him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day." The words of Jesus. Try to imagine the best gift that you have ever received, right? Besides salvation, right? It could be your wife, right? That's what I would say. It could be your children. Think of how much you treasure that gift, how precious it is to you. Think of the lengths that you would go to protect that precious gift, to guard it so that you would never lose it. Now, in this passage and in others in John's Gospel, we see the wonderful, mind-blowing revelation that if you are a Christian, if you are a believer in Jesus, then you are a gift from the Father to the Son. That you have already been given from the Father to the Son in eternity past. I mean, think of the everlasting love among, you know, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. You know, they loved each other long before they created anyone else. And we, his children, are not only the objects of that love, but we are the expression of that love. Right? We are the gift. We also learn some things about this gift, about us in this passage. Verse 37 says, we will all come to Jesus. Right? The Father will draw us to Jesus, as verse 44 says below. Verse 37 also says Jesus will by no means cast us out. The Amplified version of that says, the one who comes to me, I will most certainly not cast out. I will never, no, never reject one of them who comes to me. He uses the strongest language, two negatives in the Greek, to say, I will never give you up. Never. That is how much he treasures his gift from the Father and how tightly he will guard us. This is repeated in verse 39. Of all he has given me, I should lose nothing. With the added emphasis that not only is this the Son's will, but it's the Father's will. That none of you, not one of you, will be lost. Christians, you are being guarded by the Son and the Father. Turn to chapter 10, verse 28. Again, this is Jesus speaking. It says, and I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, there's that again, is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of my Father's hand. So, you are in Jesus' hand, and you are in the Father's hand. And neither of them will ever let you go. They are holding you tight, holding you fast, as the song goes. Psalm 139:10 says, your right hand shall hold me. And in both of those passages in John, we see the eternal permanence of this. I give them eternal life and they shall never perish. No exceptions there. No wiggle room there. We will not perish. Period. In the passage we read, he said, twice of those who believe in him, I will raise him up at the last day. So he keeps us until he returns. You see that several times throughout the New Testament. 1 Corinthians 1:8 says he will confirm you to the end. 1 Thessalonians 5, it says your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. He who calls you is faithful, who also will do it. And 1 Peter 1:5 says you are kept by the power of God through faith for salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. Some translations of that say guarded. Again, the point is, we can't guard anything unless the Lord guards us. And He does. This is how much He loves each and every one of you. You are His most treasured gift. He loves you more than you love your wife. I mean, look what He went through to secure you. Right, the horror of the cross. Do you think that he died for you? The most horrifying death that anyone has ever died? But He's willing to let you go? Do you think He threw Himself between you and the wrath of God? And you think He'll let you go? How steadfastly do you think that He will guard you and hold on to you after what He did for you? This is why John wrote, "Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us that we should be called children of God." Behold, look at this. God has made us His children. You know, animals will ferociously guard their offspring, right? How much more will your Father in heaven guard His children? Behold, this astonishing, unfathomable love in just stunned awe and wonder and worship. I mean, what other response could there be than to worship, to fall on our faces? I mean, that's the least we can do after what He's done for us. So let us worship Him now together, right, in song. This will be the gift, worshiping the giver and the recipient. Amen.